Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I'm your host, Bob Siegel, co-hosting with me tonight and in the studio, not on the phone from Texas, in person, incarnate. Say hello to Jim Barrier.
Hey, man, it's really good to be in the studio. You know, it's just much more alive and real, and we can make eye contact. And you
radio can, the way the good Lord intended
exactly,
it to be.
Exactly, as intended by God. Man, I loved that opening piece, and I'm here. You know, I have a funny mind, as you know, and I'm listening to you, but I'm seeing Batman, biff, boom, pow, when you, every time you delivered a punchline.
One of the dumbest shows ever to grace television, but I'll take it as a compliment.
Can't help it. That's when I grew up.
I never forgave Batman because it ruined Lost in Space. Lost in Space was a great show. As far as kids science fiction goes, Batman tried to be serious the first episode. Nobody took them seriously. The producers got the cue. They said, well, we'll just make fun of ourselves every week. So they deliberately made themselves stupid and campy. They started beating Lost in Space in the ratings. So the Lost in Space people, season two, said, well, we'll be stupid and campy.
Works
they
every
betrayed
time.
The fans. Yeah. I've never, and when I found out that that was because of Batman, now I loved Batman comic books, though. Yeah. The comic books were nothing like that show. The comic books were much more reminiscent of The Dark Knight and some of the.
Very dark.
And I love some of the current Batman movies. That's a whole different story.
That's another story. But so that's in my mind what was going on. I couldn't agree more with you on the points you were making. I happen to be one who believes that this has been a ploy, the accidental release that took place,
no accident at all, of course. No.
And I think it was because they have run out of things, they have run out of hope for the midterms, that they being the Democrats and the liberal side, and they have nowhere to go. So it's, well, what are we going to stir up this time? We're going to scare people, we're going to scare our base and say, you're going to lose the right to abortion, so they can try to rally whatever troops they have
left. And that
left.
Could rally the base, but it could also rally the right if the people on the right would quit apologizing and just get enthusiastic and get behind this.
You know, I am often very disappointed in folks that say they believe the things that I say I believe when it comes to, you know, conservatism and the government and the freedoms that we have and the right to life and all of those things. But they don't turn out most of the time in the elections. I talk to people. I try to rally people. Now, we've talked about this a lot. Sometimes I'm thinking there are people I don't want them to vote because I think they're so uneducated.
I agree. I've never been a big believer in get out the vote. And the things that conservatives will apologize for, I'm not going to apologize for caring about the life of a baby. I'm sorry. I will not apologize for that. Call me what you want.
Well, I will, I understand. I understand that pastors are worried about losing members who pay tithes. I understand that politicians are worried about losing votes.
It's more important than tithes. It's more important than how many show up at the Wednesday night potluck.
Absolutely. So, but there are fears that people have, and then there's the fear of being shunned because we are a very politically correct culture now, and we're pretty much driven by social media. There, we do have platforms like this show and this station, and there we have them across the country. But you know, most people are looking at Twitter and Facebook and those things, and that's how they get their education.
And hindsight and heroism is always 20/20. The people that are yesterday's heroes in their days, they amassed a great deal of criticism.
Yeah,
they came under the gun quite a bit.
Yeah, and so those are the things we're up against. One of the things I was writing notes here. There is the issue of conscience as well when it comes to abortion. As Dana, your wife, works with women, and you know our friends in Texas, the Justice Foundation and the Operation Outcry, tremendous, tremendous program. It's a ministry, really, where they try to bring healing into people's lives instead of beating them over the head with a Bible and
saying, you
murderer.
Right, right.
And women need that. Men need that. Men who stood by. The thing popped into my mind when the serpent tempted Eve, according to Genesis, Adam was there and he saw what was going on. And I think the same kind of thing is taking place in the abortion thing. Sometimes there are men who know what's happening and they know it's wrong, but, and in some cases they force the issue especially if they're not married.
Well, and they've been told that they don't have any say in the matter because it's not their body and not their choice. But should the woman decide to have the baby, suddenly it's just as much the man's. Can you imagine him saying he's not going to pay palimony? Well, so it doesn't. This doesn't really work both ways. There's no consistency to this.
They still feel
the guilt, the same guilt. Of course,
the guilt
they
pangs
do. And sometimes they're the ones who talk women into having abortions.
Yeah.
The early feminists lobbied for the right to not have to have abortion because in those days, in that culture, their husbands were forcing them to have them. So things have really changed.
Things have changed. But I think there's a great issue of conscience that is involved. And you know, my friend Jiminy Cricket.
I believe we talked about Jiminy on our last show or one of our recent ones.
And when he was assigned to be the conscience, and Pinocchio said, "What's a conscience?" And Jiminy said, "It's that still small voice inside of everyone that no one listens to.
No one wants to listen to."
We have that problem on incredible levels in our society right now, whether it's the abortion issue and life, all kinds of things where we just start blinding ourselves. We don't want to face the truth because it hurts too much. And so we're fleeing our responsibility on these issues. So there we go. Now we've done our second segment. But that was spot on. Spot on about the
thing.
Thank you. And we will see. I'm not convinced that it is going to happen. And I know, like you said, some of the conservatives are just
excited. I'm sure Roberts won't go along with
it,
but we'll see what the other conservatives
do. We will
do.
See. Yeah. Man, it's just funny how they change from being a conservative to being a middle of the road.
Because our country has been sold this lie that being mainstream means being liberal. So you're an extremist if you're on the right. You're not an extremist justice if you're on the left. You never see the justices on the left move more to the right. The others move more to the left.
Always,
but they'll say they're moving more to the center.
And if you're too conservative, you'll be labeled as a terrorist, a domestic terrorist.
Well, that's the way Biden's trying to label people right now.
You know, and of course, you made a great point. He used the word child, but, you know, Joe's command of the English
language
is not
his strong suit. Joe accidentally speaks the truth once in a while.
His command of the language is not his strong point.
No, it's not. But once in a while, he has his moments. It's that old adage that we've used before. Give a monkey a typewriter. Sooner or later, he types a word.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.